Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning. It is 6:31 here on Friday, March 17th, St. Patrick's Day. You're listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Three Kansas men accused of plotting to attack Somali immigrants in the state are facing a second federal conspiracy count. A revised indictment accuses Patrick Stein, Gavin Wright, and Curtis Allen of plotting last year to injure, oppress, threaten, and intimate Somalis who lived at a Garden City apartment complex. Prosecutors allege the trio are part of a militia group and planned a truck bomb attack on the apartment building, which also contained a mosque. Now let's take a look at that forecast this morning. KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Dan?
We will have some patchy areas of fog and low clouds as a cool front makes its way in this morning. Today we'll be in the upper 60s at noontime, 72 and breezy this afternoon. Clear, 42 overnight, sunny and 71 on Saturday, and for Sunday, windy and much warmer with a high in the mid to upper 80s. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you, Dan. Right now in Wichita, we have a cloudy sky, some fog in the area, 54 degrees. Kansas Senate President Susan Weigel of Wichita is having trouble selling a proposal to cut spending by more than $100 million to help the state avoid a budget deficit by the end of June.
The Wichita lawmaker presented her proposal for the cut to fellow GOP senators during a caucus before the chamber's debate Thursday on a bill aimed at getting the state through June. The measure would authorize internal government borrowing and short state contributions to public employees' pensions to tide the state over until it can start collecting new revenue from higher taxes. But several Republican senators said public schools and state agencies couldn't cope with the loss of funds so close to June 30th. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Gunfire in southeast Wichita, east of Kellogg and Hillside. Police Sergeant Nikki Woodrow says it happened after 2:30 in the morning yesterday.
Several residents in the area of 600 South Yale reported to 911 reported hearing multiple gunshots in the area. Officers arrived and found numerous shell casings in the street in the 600 block. There's no known damage to any houses at this time, and there are no injuries reported.
Police have no suspect information, nor were there any disturbances reported in the area. The damage to fence rows across central and southwest Kansas as a result of this month's wildfires is simply staggering, says Kansas Information Network's Greg Akagi.
If it was wood, you're seeing just portions of that wood post that are left. The fence may still be standing, but so many of those posts are damaged just because of the fact that it swept through there so fast. That fire was just intense enough that it's just going to take that wood and turn it into virtually nothing.
The Kansas legislature is working on a bill to make fencing material purchases tax-free for farmers and ranchers. A federal judge rules that a woman's lawsuit over an alleged rape while she was being held in the Butler County Jail will move forward. U.S. District Judge Eric Melgren rejected a former Butler County jailer's request to dismiss the lawsuit. Charles Cheney III argues in a court motion that he and the female inmate had consensual sex. The woman alleges in her lawsuit that Cheney raped her in the jail library while she was an inmate in the summer of 2015. Cheney is on the state sex offender registry with three counts of misdemeanor sexual battery. KNSS National News Time, 6:34.
President Trump sits down with German Chancellor Angela Merkel today. He has been critical of Germany in the past over its immigration policies. Continued talk in Washington about the new Trump budget proposals. It slashes every federal department and program defense. Among those plans, proposed elimination of the Community Development Block Grant Program, which provides meals on wheels for the elderly.
Text
White House Office
from
of
Tony.
Budget Management Director Mick Mulvaney with reporters
screaming
in Washington on Thursday.
The audience doesn't know where you're at.
Just because they sound good and great. Meals on Wheels
sounds great. Again, that's a state decision.
Yeah, he kept saying, where is he? Where? I don't know where he is.
Take the federal money and give it to the states.
That's what I'm hearing, but we're ready.
We want to give you money for programs that don't work. I can't defend that anymore.
Yeah,
leaders of both the House and the Senate Intelligence Committees say they have found no evidence that President Obama had Trump Tower wiretapped, as President Trump claimed to happen in a tweet. HHS Secretary Tom Price will be meeting with House Republicans today about their proposed Republican health care plan. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
6:35 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS, Friday, March 17th. That's right, it's St. Patrick's Day. And that means one of Wichita's great annual events is underway right now. The 42nd annual Blarney Breakfast, benefiting Rainbows. It's at Old Chicago East, and that's where our man on the scene is Steve McIntosh here on this St. Patrick's Day morning. Hello, Steve.
Oh, hello. Top of the morning to you. I'll tell you what, we are celebrating St. Patrick's Day in a big way here at Old Chicago East and the Blarney Breakfast, 42nd annual. Having a great time so far this morning, talking to some people. Got a couple of gentlemen sitting across the bar from me right now who operate the tanker booms. They're in the Air Force Reserve at McConnell Air Force Base. Been chatting with them for a little bit.
All right.
They're having a great meal there. You got your hash browns. Your
Do they have a designated flyer?
I don't think they need that. But I'll ask them. It'll be a little silly, but I'll ask them about it. You know, with Dunkin' Donuts providing the coffee out here this morning. It's really delicious. You come out and if you got time between now and 9:30 this morning, and they're coming in the door. We got the Irish dancers going. And these young women, I mean, they're just twirling and going around in circles, and they're just delightful. There are about six of them over there. Now, last year, you know, I had that terrible faux pas last year. Ted, do you remember that?
What?
I referred to
you
them
have to
as,
remind me.
I referred to them as cloggers. And
they took offense?
Oh, one of their sponsors came over and basically berated me. But that's all right.
So they are not cloggers. They are Irish dancers.
Oh, absolutely not. There is a difference. And it's kind of subtle, I guess, but there is a difference. And we're getting people right in front of us, getting served with... Oh, am I in your way? Let me move here. Yeah, you got people down on the end of the bar there that need to be served. And here I am standing here doing a radio show. What kind of cheek is that for me, huh?
Hey, listen, it wouldn't be anything without a crowded day in an Irish bar.
Well, and that's what this is all about. It's
yeah.
It's a little it's elbow to elbow, but it's a lot of fun. There's great people out there. There's a gentleman sitting over there at the end of the bar. He's got a big green kind of a hat that the you know Alice in Wonderland, that guy wore that hat.
Yeah, the Mad Hatter.
Yes. Yeah. He's got everything he's got on is green and his glasses, he's got a pair of sunglasses with lights all the way around him and they're flashing right now. I guess it's part of being Irish or on St. Patrick's Day to be a little silly, but that's okay. We're having a good time out here. It's all for a good cause. Rainbows United at Chicago East here near the County Square Shopping Center. Now, we're looking for several hundred people, maybe 1,000, maybe more this morning. So come on out and get in here and have some of this great food. And it's a good cause, a great cause. Let's see, what else we got here? Well, we got a $1,300 gift package here on the bar. That's up for a raffle. And you've got these souvenir tankers. They're very nice glass mugs that are available to you. You can take some home with you if you want to. We've got celebrity servers going around and serving coffee. And, just a lot of excitement, Ted. It's unreal.
I assume coffee is the beverage of choice this time of day and not any kind of a green-tinted other beverage.
I haven't seen like green beer or green anything like haven't seen any of that. But
that's later in the day.
Slam it down the coffee, the scrambled eggs, the hash browns. Am I making you hungry at all?
Yeah, you are. Is any of the food green or is it normal colored?
Yeah, absolutely, it's normal colored.
Okay.
The ketchup is red, so everything looks pretty normal to me. But there are people out here I know who have been coming out for years and years and years. Everything ever since this thing started so long ago, and it's just a great tradition here in Wichita. And everybody who's anybody is here except for you and Jad, of course. But here he comes. The guy's coming down with another couple of plates of food.
Oh, there.
Anyway, I've been making sure that I'm staying out of the way so the servers can do their job. And people are coming in. It's a great place to be here on St. Patrick's Day at the 42nd annual Blarney Breakfast at Old Chicago East. Good to be here.
You know, Steve, any other day of the year, green food, we would call the health department. But I think today's the exception.
Well, and, you know, I guess up in Chicago, don't they make the river green?
Yeah, they turn the river, they dye the river green. Yeah.
We should suggest that to our mayor, that we need a green river. Huh?
Oh, he'll get right on that.
Oh, I'm sure. He's probably listening right now. He's probably down there with a big bottle of food coloring.
Why isn't he there yet? I figured sorts of city council people would be showing up.
You know, and I haven't seen any really government celebrities yet, but, you know, if they get here, what they do is they go right to the front of the line.
Okay? Yeah. Well.
And they say, well, you know, I'm important. So if Mayor Longwell shows up, he'll go right to the front of the line, I guarantee you.
Well, then there's no doubt about that.
Well, he deserves, you know, a little credit, I guess.
And then the big question, will he talk to you when he arrives, or will he give you the big Irish snub?
I'll tell you what. We'll find out. If he shows up, we'll find out. He could be anywhere. He could be in Washington, D.C. right now advising the president.
Right. Yeah.
He could be in New York City telling him how to clean up crime. That's our mayor, you know. And a name like Longwell, that's not very Irish.
No, he'll have to put an O apostrophe in front of it or something.
Yeah, or something like that. Everybody's Irish today, though. It's St. Patrick's Day, right?
Of course. It gives you a great time. Get a little license there.
A great time going on at the 42nd Annual Blarney Breakfast at Favoring Bros United here at Old Chicago East. This is a great place to come and enjoy yourself. And by the way, later on today, I'm sure they'll be open if you want to. I've got about 17 televisions around here. Could be a good place to watch the ball games tonight, too. Just give them a little plug.
Huh? There will be many venues in town tonight. We'll be having an exciting time. Well, I'm glad you're getting us off to a good start. Thanks, Steve. We'll check in with you shortly.
Okay, thank you.
The 42nd Annual Blarney Breakfast Benefiting Rainbows going on. Steve McIntosh on the site at Old Chicago East until 9:30 this morning. The Blarney Breakfast continues. Make sure you head out. Help Rainbows. Adult tickets are $15. Children, $5. Rainbows United. Head on out to the Blarney Breakfast this morning. 6:42 with Steve and Ted in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.